This is Passport to Texas. Healthy aquatic habitat means good fishing.
We are at Lake Cypress Springs to construct some artificial fish habitat structures.
Fisheries biologist Tim Bister works to enhance declining aquatic habitat.
Well, there's not a lot of structure for fish like largemouth bass or sunfish to relate to underneath the water. And fish need habitat structure in general, even in reservoirs that left timber standing. Over time, that timber in the water breaks down and the habitat for fish declines. So we're at a point where we really need to start doing something with these reservoirs to improve fish habitat.
With supervision from Parks and Wildlife, anglers Cody Corin and Calvin Lamont installed artificial habitat of PVC pipes in the lake.
We love fishing, but we both understand that without conservation of the lakes, we're not going to be able to do that. So it's on our part to make sure that we help take care of the resource that provides our recreation.
Structure is important, but so is food. Rick Ott manages a native aquatic plant nursery at the Texas Freshwater Fishery Center.
The vegetation is producing food that invertebrates consume. Small fish consume the invertebrates, bigger fish eat the smaller fish, and then we eat the bigger fish.
Learn about artificial fish habitat next week on the Parks and Wildlife TV series on PBS. Check your local listings. The Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.